This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the next hour of the Good Day program for Thursday, October the 26th. Listening to the discussions of the events of the day, things that are up to us to get to you as the listener. What's in it for you? You're going to be entertained, enthralled, excited, right? How could you not be?
How could you not be?
It's Howl at the Moon Day. That's the best one. That is absolutely the best one. Yes. All right. So wolves and coyotes and dogs and all that good stuff. The howling at the moon has been going on for millions of years by the predecessors to my bulldog Daisy May and your dog Jay Daisy. We have so much in common. Our dogs even have the same name.
Mm-hmm. It's a good name. That?
Yeah, it is. Okay, so as you look at the moon, wonder what that has to do with astrology. Actually, it was Daisy's birthday. My son and Daisy have the same birthday. It's October 20th. I went to California to have birthday with him last weekend. And I was thinking about how whether I was supposed to have a cake or something for Daisy May, because it was her. Let's see, it was her eighth.
So does that make him a Scorpio or a Libra?
On the cusp. He's still a Libra.
Oh, okay.
Just barely hanging on.
Like by hours.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yep. All right. So let's see here what we can come up with as far as trying to quell the storms of reality. I was looking around at some information about rents in America and what it is that we are paying for rent. There are a lot of people who can't buy houses. There are discussions. There are departments in the federal government trying to figure out how we can help people achieve their dream, right? The American dream is to own your own home.
Mm-hmm.
James Ray, I own my home. You own, well, you're in the process.
We will again.
Got money in the bank. But a lot of metro areas are seeing, I'm looking for a place to hang my hat, some simple little place in Los Angeles rather than, because it's been since COVID, I haven't had a place out there. And I certainly have to spend time, want to spend time with my children and grandchildren as much as I can. And this is the time of year when I can do it much more easily than during the summertime. And so the rental market, as tough as it has been over the past couple of years, this is very interesting. The median income for rental properties is up 7.3% year over year.
Man.
But now, in places like Dallas, where you are, James, the rent has seen a 6.2% decline since the beginning of the year. Orlando, 4.5% decline. Portland, Oregon, 5.4%. Phoenix, 5.2%. Atlanta, 4.9%. All of this, I'm talking about lower than it was at this time last year.
You know, it doesn't feel like it. I'll say that.
No. It does. Well, you just didn't you just move into a?
We just moved into a new apartment, and it's easier because you know we both have our combined income, so that makes paying rent easier. But that doesn't mean that it's good still.
No, but is that the only reason that you moved in together, or was there another reason?
Well, no, we love each other.
A little more congenial in this family. Isn't it amazing though how many people, as you get older, this happens at a lot of those old folks' homes, right? Especially if there are fewer guys. There's always more women in these nursing homes than there are men.
Well, yeah, because men die off first.
Yeah. Well, so they have these sex parties. And I don't know.
I didn't know that's where you were going.
Yeah.
of course, that's where you would go.
Of all the directions I thought this was going, that was not it. Wow.
What's going on?
what are you saying about my girlfriend?
Well,
I'm not saying anything about
okay,
you New York.
Okay,
because you're not in a nursing home.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking about the people who live in nursing homes and what goes on behind the scenes.
He's talking about goals for himself, James.
Oh. I doubt that you'll ever find me in a nursing home, if that were the case, in there,
not even for a few hours.
Well,
just for the parties. That's
late
it.
At night, some maybe ride my bike over to the nearest. There's one on the other side of town, actually.
You wouldn't know that, huh?
Well, I'm not one. Actually, the pension I have for female company usually doesn't bring me to people my own age. It's just one of those things.
Your type is skews a little younger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not so much type. It's that people who are my age can't keep up with me, and I don't say that to sound like a jerk.
No, I could see. I could get that. I would definitely see that with you, Doug.
Yeah, right. All right, bike riding. So we have exercise as a focus. We're trying to, when I talk about Calitrin and all of the benefits of Calitrin, you know, losing weight and how important it is for you, if you want to not be in a nursing home or if you want to get to a ripe old age, you can't do it if you're overweight. I was going to say you can't do it if you're fat, but people object to me referring to the people who are overweight as fat or obese. So I won't call you fat. Well, I won't call you obese. But
okay,
if you're
but
heavy,
obese is a medical term. I would say obese is
right.
Technically correct in certain terms. Yeah.
One of the best ways to lose weight and keep it off is to ride a bike. And Miles and I were talking about this. Gramps, you got to get a bike. Because he was out on, we went for a walk on the bike path, but he didn't take his bike. He went out on his scooter so that I could keep up with I could keep up with him on the bike path. Which, yeah, okay, that was very thoughtful. But he wants me to go riding. Mm-hmm. He's got a new bike, and he says, "Gramps, you got to get a new bike." So if I have a place to hang my hat, the problem with having a bike, and I'm forgetting what I did to the last bike I had out there, but usually every time I buy a bike, you know, there's not enough room. Mostly you don't put them inside. And in the last place I did have a garage. But somebody, they jump over the fence or they see the bike and they steal it. Even if you get it locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody steals bikes out there.
Yeah, broken or hacked into. Is it worth getting like a really small storage unit?
Actually I have one out there, but it's too small to put a bike in. But if I find a place that has, you know, some kind of a garage, I'll figure it out. But actually what I'll do is leave it over at their house. I'll leave the bike over there, and we'll go riding because he loves to ride the bike, and he and his mother go out, and his father, they all have bikes, and they all go riding all the time. That's a great way for you to exercise pretty much all of the muscles in your body, if you really look into it. And there's a study out found that bike riding could be especially helpful if you are a youngster from Miles' age up. This was one that specifically spoke to middle school-aged youngsters. The data from 1,200 students around the country who are 11, 12, and 13 who took part in a cycling program called Ride for Focus. So they participated in cycling 3 days a week for 8 weeks. They learned safety tips. They learned how to maneuver in and out of the traffic. And they also learned, more importantly, about how important this exercise, this form of exercise was, because it not only engages your body's muscles, but it's parts of your brain that it helps to function too. Sensory perception, that sort of thing. You get into analyzing this stuff and it gets into the weeds and doesn't that take the fun out of riding a bike? Hello, it's just riding a bike.
Yeah, just hop on and do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, I suppose maybe the takeaway in this conversation is if you ride a bike, it's good for your brain. All right? Bike for your brain. Hooray, hooray, hooray. I saw a picture of Chuck Norris on a bike. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, why is that strange? He's a, like, you know, he's, he's an exercise.
He eats bikes for breakfast.
Yeah. And rides his bike, too, in Wisconsin, no less. All right, so there it is. The Miles and I, Miles has a new woolly mammoth replica. Because he's all into dinosaurs and stuff, and now he's learning about woolly mammoths. As a new, in Los Angeles, they have sort of a couple of different museums. One of them is a sort of prehistoric museum. It's near the La Brea tar pits where there were lots of elephants and mollusks, you know, all kinds of things that lived there back in, you know, the year 20,000 B.C. And they also found a herd, they found in the excavation there that there were llamas and alpacas that lived around there someplace. So I wonder how the llamas and the alpacas get along with the elephants and the other stuff.
Yeah, that's right? Interesting. I wouldn't have guessed that.
All right, well, speaking about weight, might as well spend some time talking about this program from Calitrin, because this is so good. It's good. It's good for you. It's a great way to lose weight. And more importantly, to keep it off the non-toxic way. What does that mean? It means that you're not putting drugs into your body to help you lose weight. You're not putting caffeine into your body to help you lose weight. What you're doing is putting into your body the ingredients for rebuilding the tissue that you lose when you're losing the weight. All kinds of clinical studies have proved that Calitrin works so well. It's a very easy, it's very easy to absorb in your system. You can take it with any drugs because it's all natural. It's not going to interfere with anything. And they have a great team of supporters there as well. They have people that are counselors. So when you go to their website, toploss.com, and you check all of the information out that's there, including the ingredients and the people who have had success, those are always very inspiring, those stories. Collagen protein, digestive enzymes, that kind of stuff, that's what helps your body repair and rebuild the lean muscle that you lose when you're losing weight. So help yourself to health. Your well-being is important to all of us, as Dr. Ken says, can't afford to lose any listeners. So go to toploss.com, check out Calitrin. I think you'll be pleased and satisfied with the results. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and the best Halloween deal.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 23 after the hour now, he said happily, he being Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner and I are now into the social media portion of this hour, with our focus being on Myra Sorvino, who's all over the place trending here and there because of her being on Dancing with the Stars and being on Celebrity Jeopardy. It looks like she did better on Celebrity Jeopardy than she did Dancing with the Stars. But let's figure out how Sorvino's week is going so far right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, Jay's been teasing me about my type. And as I acquaint you with what's going on with Myra Sorvino, I would say that she would be, she's a type that I would be interested in. She's very smart. She's very cool. She's cute.
Mm-hmm. She's super chill. Like, she would be fun to hang out with.
Yeah, right, exactly. So she's had highs and lows this week. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and nobody expected her to get booted, but she did. And then, the day after that, coincidentally, she appeared on an episode of Celebrity Jeopardy, and that, she ended up winning. So, anyway, she won, and she's a very good actress. She's won Oscars. She's been in all kinds of different roles. She's Harvard-educated. I think she's Mensa, if I'm not mistaken. And so she ended up in a pretty...
Has it all.
Yeah, she's got a pretty exclusive club that she belongs to. That is one of the, well, being in Dancing with the Stars is a club in and of itself, right? And then she said the most memorable thing for her was being on Celebrity Jeopardy. And she says, my life has been incredible. Lots of dreams come true. Very grateful. She did have a tear or two when she was on Dancing with the Stars. But then she was on with Adam Rodriguez and Peter Schrager, who's an NFL broadcaster. I don't know anything about him. But anyway, she said, she was on, Ken Jennings was the host, that she'd been practicing for the show using the Jeopardy game app. Oh, that was kind of good. Do we have a commercial yet, James? I forget whether I'm so wrapped up in this. We did have a commercial. Okay. That's a bit of thinking about going to the nursing home. It's got my brain all messed up. Anyway, Ken Jennings is okay. I kind of like him. And they have something in common because of the intelligence quotient the two of them have. They had a nice conversation, but she really was very good. You can see some of the video of her being there. She won $12,200, and I don't know I don't see the charity. They always play, the celebrities play for charity, and I'm not sure what it's going to, but at any rate, she is very cool. And so she had, you know, it's a great lesson in life, because you can have a good day and then you can have a bad day. Or better yet, you can have a bad day and then you have a good day, which is what happens here on the Good Day program every day. How about that for a coincidence? 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Lewiston, Maine police have released some details on the suspect in a mass shooting last night. Police are looking for Robert Card and say he is considered armed and dangerous. Police say that he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor with a recent stay in a mental health hospital. A shelter-in-place order for the city was in effect last night. At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed in multiple locations of Lewiston. That's about 150 miles north of Boston. At least 70 of people are being reported as injured. The manhunt continues. Bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is set to testify at his criminal fraud trial today. He is charged with planning a scheme that saw as much as $10 billion vanish from FTX customers. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
I lost Thursday. I had it somewhere. Don't say it's where I left it. I lost Thursday.
Who's this?
It was nothing.
Who's your what? I can't hear you because you're yelling over the music.
It's called
I'm going to teach you how to run the board there and pull the pot down so you can speak.
All right. Ready? The band is called They Might Be Giants.
Ah, they might be.
We're not sure, but they might be.
They might be. James Collins in the control room, main studio down in Dallas. Jay in Cleveland. Doug's on the farm in Framingham. And we're howling at the moon today because it's worldwide howl at the moon, actually tonight. So when you go outside, you look at the moon tonight, if you're in some moderately rural or suburban area, you're liable to hear the dogs or whatever else may be around. I don't think there'll be too many skunks that'll be howling at the moon. But you never can tell. Strange things happen the closer you get to Halloween. There's got to be a skunk costume that some people wear, right, for Halloween?
I
feel like yes, especially when you run out of time and you just grab something from your closet and it's like all black and then you just got some fabric or something, put a little white stripe down the back.
There you go. All right, so we're celebrating being human beings today, as we do every day. It's the Thursday, October 20th. Seems hard to believe. We're Thursday. Tomorrow we do the countdown and bring in all of the things that have been discussed around the radio, the top 10 things from Talkers Magazine. One of the things that I like about knowing, one of the things, the challenges of doing this for a living is keeping up with what's going on. And I feel that it is an important part of my own world to know what's going on and have sort of an educated way of conversing with people, not only in the radio, but in real life. Because my children both challenge me because they thankfully are smart and they know what's going on and they have their thoughts about what's going on in the world, and we talk about them. I engage in those conversations. We don't always agree. As a matter of fact, most of the time we disagree on a lot of the things that are pertinent to the environment that we live in. They've both had, my son's had a worldly academic environment. My daughter has had a professional academic environment. Now, that is, she has a prestigious degree from a prestigious college, and she teaches at a prestigious university, and I'm very proud of what she's accomplished. She's always been like that, though. When she was Miles' age, though, she used to tell everybody how smart she was, and therefore had very few friends. But she kind of grew out of that when she was in junior high school and high school, and we sort of laugh about that now. I can not believe that she's going to be 50 on her birthday in December. Good Lord. Ay. And you know how you have, and I'll probably get more wax more philosophical. For those of you who have been lucky enough to be in the room, the delivery room, when the babies were born, I remember seeing Megan was jaundiced when she was born. And they put her in a cooker. They have a heat thing, a heat box that
the
they put her in. Yeah, the incubator. And so she came out and was in that, and she was yelling and screaming, and her arms and legs were rolling around, and she was covered with that glop that you're... and when I talk to her about that now, she gets all... She doesn't get embarrassed. She just, like, kind of, oh, come on, Dad. But dads are remembering like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, here's some good news. The geothermal move. This is something that's been on my mind, as I've talked about a little bit here and there. I'm involved in the development, what's called an agrihood. We're building a 63-unit housing project around a working farm, and that's where I come into it, obviously. But one of the things that we were studying as we made the plans for the farm, what we were going to do, how we were going to heat them and cool them and stuff, was this geothermal energy. And so one of the things that has happened, this happens to be a place in England where they had a fracking project going on, and the locals didn't like it. And most people don't like the idea of fracking. You all know what that is, right, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah, it's, you know, and...
Yes, I get why people are for it. I more so get why a lot of people are against it. It's tough.
Yeah. If you don't know what it is, you drill down into the earth through the rock to try to find oil or whatever. You know, most of the time it's for oil. That's where they use it, and it creates oil shale and things like that. So there's a place where it's been tried, and it didn't work. So what they decided to do was do a geothermal project. Anybody who knows anything about geothermal, you got to go down really into the... You have to drill in a lot of places, like where we are is a lot of ledge. So you drill down through that, and you get down to the point, because the earth is very interesting. It's cool if you go down to a certain place, and then the further down you go, it gets hot. That. So there's an exchange of temperature, thus the geothermal way of heating and or cooling, and certainly, you know, it goes from cold water to steam in some circumstances. Again, depending on how...
Well, that's why we get, like, those hot springs, those natural hot springs in a lot of places, like nature's hot tubs.
Yeah, like the Yellow Springs or the old La Brea Tar Pit, those places. Yeah. That's exactly...
The Blue Lagoon in Iceland.
Yeah, right, yep. Blue Lagoon, I saw you standing alone.
Couldn't resist that.
All right, let's dig around in some of the messier things that are going on today. The Israeli troops have launched a ground raid, although it's limited, into northern Gaza. Earlier we were wondering out loud about when this actually is going to start, because Netanyahu kind of said, okay, let's give them enough time to get as many people out of there as they can, even though we've mentioned that it's hard to find a way to get out. But so they let them try to find a way to get out, and now the troops and tanks also. They did go in. They found a bunch of militants, and they killed them. They destroyed some things that were identified specifically as Hamas targets. And now they're expected, they're cleaning out the rat nests, if you will, so they can get in and clean out Hamas. Meanwhile, the United Nations has issued a warning, actually a couple of them, one telling Israel not to go too far, and then the general, the Palestinians, you know, get out, and then you'd wonder, why don't they make it easy for them to get out? There's plenty of border areas where they can go across and get into Egypt or go, you know, over into give them passage into Palestine anyway. So the death toll in Gaza is now over 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really a messy situation. And, of course, the more they go in there, the more they launch missiles and the ground offensive, the more people are going to die. They're aiming to crush Hamas. And they may be able to do that in a sense, but, you know, it's like anything else. And I said this, I think, yesterday or the day before, we haven't killed Nazism. We killed Hitler and all the people that supported him. But the idea still exists.
Oh, of course.
So how do you kill an idea like that? That's the sticky wicket here. That's my... Mm-hmm. Question to the Israeli
especially
government.
Especially because it's taught. Yeah. It's a learned behavior. It's a taught right. mentality. Nobody is yeah. born being prejudiced or racist or xenophobic.
Yeah, you get taught. That's what it is. Yeah. So I went through a list, a partial list yesterday, of some of the groups that are trying but not getting any real recognition from the news media. There are actually 12 such organizations that are doing outstanding work to try to help their... They can't stem the violence. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to help the people on all sides. And there are usually Israeli groups that are in helping the Palestinians. You never, again, it doesn't make for good copy in the newspaper. So we're just... It's better if we tell you how many people are dying and that the bad guys are going after the badder guys. But then we have these groups, Combatants for Peace, an Israeli-Palestinian organization that was founded by ex-combatants that's working again for a peaceful resolution and helping people, actually the individual families and stuff. There's the Parents Circle, 600 families who have had people directly in their family who have died in conflicts. And these are Israelis and Palestinians, 300 of each. And the buzz on it is really very good, because what it does is promote reconciliation. So even though, again, the news media would have you believe that all Palestinians hate all Israelis, that's bunkum. Not true at all. Another group, Women Wage Peace. This is a group, obviously, of women, and they're both Palestinian and Israeli. They have been very critical in the last week or so of what's gone on both sides. They have helped build gender equality, because in Palestine, especially, it's the same, you know, with unfortunately a lot of Muslim thinking, the way it gets translated doesn't exactly highlight equality for women, let's put it that way. As we see in Iran, when yet another woman gets killed because she's got her habib or whatever is the thing that they wear on wrong. So they kill her. There you go. Yeah. All right, let's see. Here's another group of Jordanians and Palestinians and Israelis called the Eco Peace Movement. And they've been collaborating for a long time. They work mostly on environmental stuff, because the Gaza coastline is a pigsty. It's filthy there, and so they're trying to get things cleaned up. Let's see here. Hand in Hand Israel. They work mostly in the schools where there are Jewish and Palestinian children attending classes together. That's been going on. I remember meeting some of those children on one of the trips I had to Israel. There's a group called Jerusalem Peace Builders. It's a group of Israelis and Palestinians and Americans who are working to find leaders who can strive for nonviolence and understanding. It's all a new, they're all younger, and so it's a new generation trying to overcome some of the stuff. The Road to Recovery, a group in Israel, all volunteers that transport Palestinian children that have been hurt to Israeli hospitals for treatment. Again, when's the last time you saw a news article on that, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Solutions Not Sides, another group. Let's see here. They have teachers that come from mostly England and America to dispel the stereotypes of, again, Palestinians being bad and Israelis being good. That's mm-hmm. not true, and it's not...
And if you comment on the humanity crisis, the civilians who are being killed and all in Palestine, then that makes you automatically against Jewish culture. And it's just, it's not anti-Semitic to look at human beings, innocent human beings, as innocent human beings.
Yep. There you go. All right. So let's see here. I think I should remind people that it's easy to go to Las Vegas, right? A couple of seconds on the number, 800-419-3684. A casual reminder of how much fun you can have if you want to go to Las Vegas and have 3 days and 2 nights free. Just call this number, 800-419-3684. You should do it now while you're thinking about it.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point.
Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco. And rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is the theme for Vladimir Putin. Chucker gets it. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. This is the theme from The Terminator. I'd like to send the Terminator over to terminate Putin. Right? Amongst other, probably some other people. Yeah, right. Yeah. I do. All right, so why are we engaged in Schwarzenegger-ish stuff?
This day in movie history, October 26, 1984, Terminator was released in theaters. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, Michael Biehn, directed by James Cameron. One of the great movies that year, in the year of 1984, which was probably, in my opinion, the best year of genre films ever produced. Ghostbusters, Gremlins, Beverly Hills Cop, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, The Last Starfighter, The Karate Kid, Revenge of the Nerds. That's all off the top of my head. So many great movies released in 84. But I got to tell you, Doug, I want you to think about this in comparison to this year, 2023, which we know just about every frame of what's going to happen in a movie when we walk into a theater, because with social media and YouTube and all the other bombastic stuff, it's just overkill. But I guarantee you, and I know this from memory, when you walked into a theater in 84 to see Terminator, you knew a little about it, but not a lot about it. And much of it unfolded as a complete and utter joyful surprise. Cameron did amazing things with little money, imagination, good set design. spine and some good acting and a good thought-provoking premise. And that's why going to a movie theater probably, I would think, back in the 80s was more enjoyable than going in 2023. I hate saying that, but I do think that's an accurate.
You know, I'm thinking as you're talking about Cameron, what an interesting array of different types of movies he's done. I mean, think
about it. Here's the deal. He's done Terminator and 1 and 2, great movies. The Abyss, which I think is a terrific movie. Aliens, which is maybe the greatest sequel other than The Godfather 2 of all time, with Sigourney Weaver. Great. I love that movie. Great movie. True Lies, highly entertaining movie. Very exciting. Titanic, obviously, one of my favorite films of all time. Now, in terms of, here's where he went off the deep end. He got fixated on these Avatar movies, which, to me, is a massive waste of his talent. I mean, they're very, you know, high-tech, groundbreaking on a certain level, but I'd rather see him do five other type movies than spend 10 years or 20 years doing Avatar.
Did you call him and tell him that?
No, I did not, but I would say, you know, in terms of the Mount Rushmore of great directors off the top of my head, in our lifetime, Spielberg, Scorsese, James Cameron.
Yeah. But I was thinking also of True Lies. He obviously established a rapport with Schwarzenegger that he liked and used in other ways.
And he's difficult. I mean, you know, if you listen to interviews with Ed Harris on The Abyss, like, he'd never work with him again. I mean, he almost drowned people on that film. You know, he takes a lot of risky chances, but he's a perfectionist, but the final product is usually really awesome.
I think I heard that Leonardo DiCaprio said that he almost drowned because in that final scene.
Titanic.
Yeah.
Some of that's risky, dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, if you don't use the real actors in some of this stuff, you don't get the shot that you want if you just use stunt people. So, listen, Titanic to me, I still think it's the best movie released since 1997 for me. I love that film. I haven't heard this one. Mission Impossible 8, which was supposed to be called Dead Reckoning Part 2, supposed to come out 2024 summer. Because of the actor strike, they can't finish, so it's been kicked to 2025 Memorial Day weekend. And it will not be titled, which I think is a good move, Dead Reckoning 2. They're going to retitle the movie.
Yeah, but it's going to be a continuation of the last one. Morales is the bad guy. Yeah. That's all the same people are in it.
Yeah,
right?
But because they feel there's a little bit, even though it was a terrific action movie, I guess the powers that be feel that the fact that it slightly underperformed worldwide at the box office, they don't want to call it part two. They want to make it feel fresh.
Underperform that much. They're still making about $1 billion on the damn
thing. Here's a bit of a surprise here. So Stallone did an Amazon film, a superhero movie last year called Samaritan. It evidently got very good viewership, so they have greenlit a sequel.
Yeah.
I'd rather see something else personally.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's about it.
I want more action flicks, right? With somebody other than Jason Statham, because he seems to be in all of them.
It's a movie called The Beekeeper, which comes out in January. Looks really good if you like that genre.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.